In 3, we're ready to start. 2,
cleared for takeoff.
1, testing.
Catch up now for real.
Turn it up.
Spin 103.
Woo!
Fully charged.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Now that we're all prepared, let's start the show.
2 hours' time, I will have performed Akon Mr. Lonely at the piano on Pierce Dart Station.
I understand that you're nervous, but don't forget that we're on a podcast, man, so people are probably listening to this. You said in 2 hours' time, people are probably hearing this after you've done it.
Do you think people are listening to this and it's been 4 years?
Possibly.
And I could be a piano professional at this stage, performing with Michael Bublé in Vegas.
Can you imagine?
And I'm best friends with Britney Spears.
No, you've gone too far.
And then you come up to me, I go, I don't know who you are. And you
stop
said,
it.
We used to do a show
Nathan,
together.
Nathan, stop it. That's not going to happen.
Why are you always trying to...
Hey, yeah. Also, the podcast doesn't go up to about 12 anyway, and you're performing at 11:30.
Oh, that 45. Is true, yeah.
So, look, fine. Nathan's doing a performance on a piano today, Mr. Lonely by Akon.
I was also very peeved off last night because I was at the cinema and... Oh, I don't want to ruin the story. Can you just press the space bar and I'll hear this?
Here we go.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
To be honest with you, Nick, I was very peeved off last night.
Uh-oh.
So I went to the cinema with Peter Collins from Spin Hits. He invited me to see a screening of a brand new film called The Meg. It was out in Cineworld on Parnell Street. And there I am. And in the cinema, there is a rival radio station's promo team there.
Okay.
I think that is fine.
Yep.
That's okay.
You'll allow that, will you?
I'll allow them be there. So we have our popcorn, we have our drinks, and I walk by one of them. And he goes, hey, Graham.
Oh?
And then I walk on and Peter says, oh, do you think he did that to get inside your head? Do you think he knows you're Nathan, but he's just calling you Graham to kind of wind you up?
You guys do look similar, though. It's an easy mistake
you
to make.
You think?
Yeah.
5 foot man with gray hair?
Yeah.
I'm 6 foot six with no hair?
All right, maybe there's some differences.
So I'm in the screening before the film, and he really rattled me. Peter said you should have said something. You should have gone up to him. And I thought, you know what? After this film, if I see that guy, I'm going to give him a piece of my mind. And wouldn't you believe...
Did you see him?
I see him.
What?
Standing there outside the cinema, and I said, right, I'm going to go up to him. And then I started walking closer and closer towards him, and I realized he was very muscly, so I just took a left and walked down a laneway.
You didn't say anything?
Didn't say anything.
You bottled it.
But I didn't bottle it here on the show. I'm saying it now.
You hope he's listening.
Knowing that he's not in the studio and I don't have to see him. It's very easy to talk when you don't see him.
I'm proud of you.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Nick, you spent the last 40 minutes before the show preparing this news story. It's fair to say your hero is Mario Lopez.
Yeah.
That is AC Slater out of Saved by the Bell. You love him on the red carpet. He's really into entertainment news. You said you'd love to replace him one day. So we are giving you the platform right now to deliver us some relevant, exciting entertainment news.
Man, you've really talked me up there and set me up to fail. But that's cool. Like, I wanted to just dish out some celeb goss news.
No, I really want to throw a lot of pressure right in your face.
Christina Aguilera.
Oh, yeah?
Big Hollywood A-lister celebrity of 10 years ago. No. She's still very relevant.
You're slamming Christina Aguilera.
One of the best voices I've ever heard, I've got to say, on a female.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the Carpool Karaoke that she did?
I did.
Phenomenal. Her voice is incredible. She was in Dublin last night. She's probably still here. She might have slept overnight in Dublin.
She might be listening right now.
Shout out, Christina. She played a gig last night, and you're probably thinking, I didn't hear about this. Why wasn't it promoted? I could have bought tickets. No, it was a closed-off corporate gig.
Wow.
Some company thought that they would fly Christina Aguilera into the country to perform to just 2,500 people in the Three Arena.
Intimate gig.
For this corporate gig, and then just be done with it. That was it.
Because I was seeing photos online. She was spotted on South William Street right beside that Asian store, and I think Starbucks, other Starbucks are available. But she doesn't look like she used to.
If you were walking down South William Street and you saw what she looked like in that picture.
I wouldn't have thought it was Christina.
Would you have been like, oh my God, Christina?
No.
Selfie.
No, I believe you have a clip from the gig.
This is some leaked audio from last night's exclusive closed-off corporate gig. You can tell it is clearly Christina. Outstanding quality.
The sound quality of that clip is very disappointing.
Like you're on to talk, man.
Very disappointing.
Nathan, famously renowned for pulling bad audio for clips. Anyway, yeah, look, if you want to be on Christina Watch, we'd love to hear from you. Like, if you spot Christina, maybe send us a photo on
Definitely.
WhatsApp. That would
yeah.
be fair. Where is she? What's she doing? Where's she eating breakfast? That sort of stuff. We're fascinated.
Sounds a little bit creepy, but thank you, Nick.
No, I'm into that, totally, yeah. All right, coming up, got to get it wrong.
So I'm going to cut that audio and send it to E! News right now.
Yeah, I'll be the next Seacrest on E! News.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
So it is Thursday. Please get your voice ready to sing a little bit of Petulia Clark. Here we go.
Downtown, Nathan is on the streets. Downtown, he's telling a bunch of lies. Downtown, Nathan is going downtown.
Morning.
Downtown.
Downtown part of the show where I hit the streets and I tell people lies about a certain topic. Now, my right arm is in a sling, so I can't do downtown at the moment. But Nick, I brought you out on the streets with me. I was like your mentor.
I thought it was a bit of an excuse, if I'm honest. I think you could have done it without me.
No, both of us had to be out on the street, and this is how we got on. So look, I need you to go up to people and tell people lies, all right?
How does this work? I'm just going to make something up.
Yeah, just go up to random people and tell people lies. I'll start off with the first question. Go up to someone and say Ryan Tuberty is being replaced by Bertie Ahern on The Late Late Show.
Okay. Man, I don't know how you do this every week. Rejection hurts.
We've literally been here for, I'd say, 49 seconds.
But we've asked about four people. Will they talk to us? And each of them have said no.
You haven't even asked. I'm the one that's asking. You're just standing there chewing gum, which you shouldn't be doing.
One guy said, no, we're in a rush, and then walked into the cafe and sat down and had a coffee. Yeah, quick question. No.
Just ask the question.
Oh, you speak Portuguese.
Yeah,
okay.
That's fine. Ask the question.
See you later. Thank you. Cheers. Thank you. I let her go, man.
Why aren't you asking the question?
She spoke Portuguese.
Who cares?
Bertie Ahern. Apparently, he's replacing Ryan Tuberty on The Late Late Show. What do you think about that?
I'm from Belgium, so I don't know what you're talking about.
It was a lie anyway. It was a joke.
They're not supposed to know.
Okay. Sorry for wasting your time. They're thinking about building a second spire on O'Connell Street. How do you feel about that?
I think one is enough.
One's enough. They were talking because we're back in the Celtic Tiger. They want to build the...
That's tiger, not tire.
They wanted to build the second one out of gold. Do you think that's a good way to spend the money? To build another spire out of gold?
I don't think so.
Okay. Nick, you're being really aggressive. Just let her answer the question.
Thanks for your time. I'm going to be your father in a few weeks.
Very exciting news. Congratulations.
Thank you. I can tell you're thrilled.
Do you understand the segment? You're supposed to lie to people.
Describe what she's doing right now.
She's laughing and seems very afraid because you're creeping everyone out.
I'm so bad at this stuff.
We're wasting her time. See you later. Thank you.
Come back with better questions next time.
Those were legit. Okay, thank you. Bye. See ya.
What are you doing?
I don't envy you at all.
Are you just going on the street telling people you're going to be a father?
Look, I'm excited about having a kid. I'm nervous. I need advice.
We didn't even agree on that question.
You know what? Next time you come out and do this, I'm going to stand by your side. And anytime you ask anyone a question, I'm just going to yell stuff in the background.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
Let's play a nice, honest game this morning. We have Dwayne. Dwayne, what line of work are you in?
I work in a warehouse / trade counter.
Sounds delightful.
All right, yeah. Dwayne, you know how this works. There's 60 seconds.
Yeah, you gotta get it wrong, yeah?
Yeah, 60 seconds on the clock. No repetition. The answer's got to be in relation to the question, and you got to answer it in a couple of seconds.
What's the top score?
I will say Aoife came on yesterday, and she scored 18, Dwayne, so you need to get 19. It's going to be a big score.
Happen.
Ah, Dwayne, you got to believe what I will say is Nick wrote out the questions this morning. I haven't a clue what they are. I'm assuming it's going to be very strange, but let's just all hope and pray that this goes well.
I just want to say one thing. If your kids are listening this morning, we got a new dog in the house as well, you know.
Oh, lovely.
Ollie, Ryan, Casey and Sandra, best of luck.
Best of luck to you, Dwayne.
Wait, what was the dog's name?
Sandra, was
Teddy.
It?
Katie.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
All right. 60 seconds.
Right, here we do it for Katie.
Casey.
Oh, Jesus. Casey, sorry.
Would you listen, Casey. Nathan?
Will you just press the timer?
Lad.
I'm sorry, Dwayne.
60 seconds, Dwayne. Here we go.
What
is the main ingredient in a potato pie?
Carrot.
How many letters are in the word orangutan?
Two.
What colour is an orangutan?
Open.
Does an orangutan have a tail?
No.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
I do.
True or false, Nick picks the best naughty threesomes ever.
False.
True or false, maple syrup originates from Canada.
False.
True or false, haggis originates from Scotland.
True.
True or false, I've a receding hairline.
I can't even understand the words you're saying to me.
True or false, I have a receding hairline.
False.
True or false, Drake's real name is Benicio Del Toro.
True.
Well done, Dwayne. Nathan, what happened there, man?
What are you doing, Nick?
What are you talking
making
about?
Making these questions. You ruined... I'm so sorry, Dwayne.
You're all right.
Dwayne, I reckon you did pretty good there.
Nick, I don't know how to pronounce orangutan.
But you did fantastic.
But was that correct?
I said two letters.
Yeah, that's it.
God, all right. I'm sorry, Dwayne.
You're all right.
I wasn't prepared for these strange questions this morning. Okay, Dwayne.
Yeah.
You had to beat Aoife.
I didn't beat him.
You got 18.
Yeah, no.
I can tell you, you came on this morning and you got 8.
Well done, Dwayne. Eight. That's all right. Man, thanks for coming on. You're a great sport.
Dwayne,
cheers.
I'm sorry again, brother. And best of luck with the new dog.
Cheers, lad.
You got the giggles, man. You came on and you just...
Shame on you, Nick. Shame on you.
Me?
I like to think I'm a professional broadcaster.
Unbelievable.
You made me look like a fool.
Absolutely not. Just pre-read your questions, that's all.
We just had Dwayne on to play Gotta Get It Wrong, and Nick wrote out the questions this morning, and I got a fit of giggles because they were so strange.
I apologise for that.
And poor Dwayne didn't have the best performance because of it. So you have spoken. A lot of you have gotten in contact with the show and said, we need to give Dwayne another chance tomorrow. And that is what we're going to do, Nick. You are going nowhere near the questions.
I might even stay out of the studio tomorrow.
I think you should.
I think you just look at me and giggle.
Yeah.
All right, Dwayne, if you're listening, Callum's going to get back on to you. You'll have another crack tomorrow. You can beat 8. I know you can.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Where do we begin? A few weeks ago, I decided to order a keyboard from Germany because obviously I've moved back in with my parents. I have a lot of free time on my hands.
Yep.
And we were all excited when that keyboard arrived, but in reality, I haven't learned a single song.
No, you haven't, but look, that's fine. You've been preoccupied with trying to get your life straight.
I have dubbed you as my piano teacher.
Not qualified. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I'm self-taught from YouTube. I've only been doing it for about 6 months, so really, I'm not in a position to be teaching anyone.
But you knew that you were going to be doing the show with me this week, and you had a proposition.
Yeah, I know that your goal, your dream, your life's ambition is to play at Pierce Street Dart Station on the piano, and we're going to make that a reality this week. I said it to you at the start of the week. I was like, let's just do that this week.
The problem is we didn't know what song for me to learn, so we threw it out to you, and we got a great suggestion in from Rebecca.
On who Tuesday, went with,
yeah. Akon, Mr. Lonely, which, very apt.
Appropriate, like, for your life at the moment.
Yeah.
You're wildly alone.
Okay, you don't have to celebrate it.
We got some audio from you. So we spent the day yesterday. We actually spent 6 hours at my house yesterday.
It's a long day.
It was, and look, Nathan, his arm is in a sling, so we had to reduce the piano part to only one hand. So you're not hearing a full piece here, you're just hearing, like, one finger doing the melody line. But we're getting there, and I mean, let's play some audio. Yeah. Will we play some audio?
This
let's is from yesterday, okay? Here we go. We've been practicing for about 20 minutes now, and I've taught it to you in different parts, so let's try and stick that together now. Here we go.
Lonely, I am so lonely, I have nobody.
Oh, no. Go again.
This sounds funny.
Man, I wouldn't be blaming the key.
Just the speaker is off, and the buttons are different to a regular keyboard.
No, it's all the same.
Lonely,
yeah.
I am so lonely.
Stop
laughing.
Are they the wrong words? Do you need the lyric sheet?
It's very hard to play and sing. Very hard.
Yeah, I did. I think after that I said stop singing. Let's get the piano part
you
down.
You did,
there.
Yeah.
We have more audio. We've got 3 hours later audio.
Oh, no.
You know when you're watching a show and it goes to black and it says 3 hours later?
Yeah.
We have that. I want to kind of read your message. Not. I don't want to put pressure on you.
Yeah.
But I got this in, this text in just now from a listener, right? This has come into the work WhatsApp phone.
Okay.
It says, Nathan, we are listening on the TuneIn app on our Croatian holiday. Well done for following your dreams. Looking forward to your recital in Pierce Street in the near future. Regards, Alice and Anna.
Oh, thank you so much, guys.
No pressure, but like people want to hear how this goes.
Okay, well, let's see how I got on after 3 hours.
3 hours later, after practicing, this is how Nathan's going now. He's coming along well. Like, how are you feeling about the song,
man? I'm feeling very confident.
3 hours of practice, you've learnt your C's and your G's.
It's too easy.
Back and forth a couple hundred times now with this. I mean, like, there's still some work to go, but I think
I'm polished.
We're going to have something ready to go for tomorrow's Pierce Street Dart Station performance, which is, of course, your main goal and the objective for this mission. Give it a go there. Show everyone what you got. No, okay.
See, it's a difficult song to play.
You're doing one finger because your arm's in a sling, so you're not even playing it properly. But
I don't know if it was the atmosphere in your house. I was finding it very
peaceful,
unsettling. No.
Calm.
I didn't enjoy. You kept staring at me and twitching.
We got more audio. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
What I think the problem is, right? And I mean this in the nicest
is
way.
Is it the keyboard? Because
no,
it seems cheap.
As a friend, right? As a friend, you're not feeling the song.
Oh, yeah, I love
mate,
that
song. No, this is Mr. Lonely. This was suggested to us for you to learn by a listener of the show, the people who know you the most, because you, mate, in all honesty, you're the loneliest guy I know right now.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Man, you're lonely. Just embrace the song, be the song, feel the song.
Stop telling me I'm lonely.
Feel Mr. Lonely. Maybe it doesn't help that I'm standing here staring at you because you don't feel lonely. Do I need to leave for you to get it?
No, I need
I'm
you to
show me. I'm
going to
put this microphone down.
Where
here.
Are you going?
Here, microphone down. I'm leaving.
I need you to teach me.
I'm leaving the room. Be Mr. Lonely. Be Mr. Lonely. CG.
Yeah, leave. They always leave. Damn it. I don't know any of the song.
I am so afraid right now.
No pressure, man. Okay, so there's a few things you need to know about where to find Nathan for the well, you know where it is. It's Pierce Street Dance Station. When to find him there for the performance. We're going to give you those details right after this song here, which is Ocean from Martin Garrix. Oh, I will say as well, our Instagram story, Spin 103.8 official on Instagram, we've documented all of yesterday's performance and practice. So go have a look at that.
Quite the saga. I have a huge announcement to make. Can
go
we
on.
Please get the drone out?
Oh, God, it's serious.
So I ordered a keyboard from Germany a few weeks ago. Then my good friend Nick said that he was going to teach me a song. A listener called Rebecca chose the song that I am going to learn, Akon, Mr. Lonely. I spent 6 hours in Nick's house yesterday to prepare me for a hell of a performance at Pierce Street Dart Station today.
Yeah.
I have the details if you want to attend this exclusive event. We will be at Pierce Dart Station at 11:30. I will then need 15 minutes to prepare.
6 hours wasn't enough.
So the performance will begin at 11:45 sharp, and it will end at 11:45 and 15 seconds.
So I take it you're only playing the chorus loop?
Yes.
With one finger because your arm's in a sling?
Absolutely.
All right. Do you know what? That's absolutely worth a round of applause. Well done.
Thank you. I will see you there, and I will leave a hat beside my shoe.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Let's try and give away that 1,000 euro. Hey, Hannah.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes, Hannah. It's happening.
You haven't won the 1,000 yet.
Yes.
Will you be attending my intimate performance of Akon Mr. Lonely at 11:45 at Pierce Dart Station this morning?
I will not.
Oh, good to see the support. Loving it.
Why not, Hannah?
I am going to work.
Yeah, I think a lot of people will be given that answer.
Today's month is February. What date in February is your birthday?
My birthday is the 24th of February.
Oh, my Lord. That's a great date.
Great.
She's not impressed. Okay. Nathan, let's go. What's going on?
It's a lot of money. What would you spend it on?
Oh, I'd probably go on a holiday.
Oh, where would we go?
I don't know, maybe a Maldives trip.
Who would we go away with?
If I get it, you can come.
Oh my.
Nathan is wildly alone.
Can I bring my German keyboard?
Maybe.
Oh.
Serenade you with Mr. Lonely. That won't be relevant anymore.
Okay. Well, look, I have two birthday bingo drums in front of me. You can choose from the beloved Jackie Cooney birthday bingo drum or the electronic birthday bingo drum from China, which is sponsored, you know it, by Super Steo's Bouncy Castles. If the number one comes out of either drum, you'll win rental of their most popular castle, the Disco Dome.
Oh, stop.
Oh, wow.
What would you do with the Disco Dome?
Oh, have a disco.
You'd have to have a house party or something. Have
friends. It'd be incredible.
Yeah.
So which drum do you want to use this morning?
Right, I'll go with the electric.
Oh, lovely.
People have a reason to use the electric drum now.
Okay.
This is good. I like it. All right, Nathan, here we go.
Number 24.
Come on, 24.
Oh, it's very smooth this morning.
It's a nice hum on it, isn't it?
Very strong. I think it needs new batteries soon, though. Okay. We have a date. Okay. Right. Hannah, are you a lucky person?
No.
Have you ever won a prize before?
I have not, no.
Well, Hannah, today is not your lucky day because this morning's date is the 7th. I'm sorry.
Look, it's all right. It's not all bad news. The 7th gets you tickets to Jason Derulo's 777 World Tour 3 Arena, 19th of September. Congratulations.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much.
Have a great time there, Hannah.
Thank you.
I'll see you there. Thank you for the invite.
Bye.
Hey, Hannah.
Yeah.
You going to wish Nathan good luck for today or what?
Good luck, Nathan.
Thank you, Hannah. Appreciate it. See ya.
Bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Undercovers with Nathan.
We're speaking romance, love, and marriages. Can you please set the mood?
Oh, wow. Listen to this.
Came across an article in the Mirror this morning. The world's oldest living married couple is a combined age of 208. They need 14 more months before they set a record for the oldest married couple.
208 ever. Combined.
Yeah. So it's Masu Masamoto is 108 years of age.
Oh my God.
And his blushing bride is Miyako Sonoda, 101 years of age. They've been married for 81 years. They have...
That's a huge feat in itself, as in like just living to that
age. I know. They have 5 daughters ranging between the ages of 77... and 66.
Okay.
Probably should have said 66 and 77.
Oh my God.
And they have 13 grandchildren.
Wow.
And it really got me thinking about marriage.
Okay. You are not getting married anytime soon.
No, thank you, Nick.
Okay.
But you are a good friend of mine, and you are the only person I know in my life who is married.
The only person you know in your life?
Well,
the only
roughly
friend.
Around our age.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So you've been married for how long?
Coming up to 4 years, I think.
Wow, yeah. Yeah. Mighty achievement.
Thank you.
What I decided to do after I read that news story was to go online and to look at ways to have a happy marriage. Would you say you're happy right
this
now?
This sounds like you're just trying to educate yourself for future relationships because the last one didn't work. Sorry, man.
Wow. Wow.
Don't
harsh.
Act like that came out of nowhere.
That
go
came
on.
Out of
okay.
nowhere.
Yeah, go on.
So I'm going to just go through a few of the suggestions
please
and
do,
just
yeah.
see if you can relate to it.
Yep.
They say that you should remind your partner that you appreciate them.
That's a nice thing to do, yeah.
Do you do that?
At the moment, I'm doing it more than normal because she's pregnant, so I'm very much aware of letting her know, yeah.
Practice honesty, even if you're ashamed.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, honest, yeah. I got nothing to lie about, so.
No, have you ever been ashamed, though? Like,
yeah.
Have you ever told her you haven't bathed for 4 days?
Oh, yeah, that sort of thing. Right, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll complain about that.
Relish the silence, they say. You don't always have to talk to your partner.
Great when they stop talking, yep.
Oh. All right.
I mean, yeah. Silence
and
is good.
The last one, because I looked at a few different websites, they always say leave the toilet seat down.
No, I don't do that. I leave it up because, you know what I mean? Like, it's all about equality in this world. Do you know, when she's finished on the toilet, I don't say, leave it up. So why should I have to leave it down?
Oh, wow. Nick, in this under the covers, you have come across very
yeah,
badly,
I
sir.
Know. I'm starting
your
to think
PR
that.
Team outside, they're sweating.
I can see them waving papers through the door.
I don't know why you have so many people yeah. on your PR team as well.
Because I say things like this, you know.
You need 7 people?
Well, yeah, they each have a role, so.
Well, thank you very much, Nick.
Is that it? Are we done?
Showing your true colors.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Man, you did something yesterday. If you haven't been following the saga, Nathan spent about 6 hours at my place yesterday because we were teaching him the piano, because today he's going to go and play at Pier Street Dart Station, Mr. Lonely by Akon.
11:45 till 11:45 and 15 seconds.
Be there and check it out. It's going to be awesome. But you did something while you're at my house, and look, I think I'm okay with it. I'm not sure
how
I feel.
Is it your wife Caroline that doesn't like what I did?
No, she hasn't said anything. I don't know how I feel. All right, so you had
say it.
Yeah, you had a shower at my place before you left because you were going to go meet Peter Collins at the movies. And so you said to me, you didn't bring a change of clothes,
no.
But you did ask me for a pair of jocks and socks.
Yeah, underwear and socks, yeah, because I was sweating a lot during our piano recital.
Yeah, look, it was fine. I gave you jocks and socks, and I don't expect them back. I don't want them back.
No, I'm wearing them right now.
But what you did next was what was weird.
What?
I walked back into the sitting room where you were, and you just, your old dirty jocks and socks that you'd been wearing for God knows how long, could have been a day or two.
Yeah.
You just left them on my couch just like.
I did, yeah, because what I do with close friends is when I stay over in their house, I tend to do a trade. So I'm now keeping your boxers and socks and I'm giving you my pair. So we're like underwear brothers.
Did you expect me to pick up your dirty jocks and socks and put them in the washing machine?
Yeah.
Man, I don't want your dirty jocks.
No, they're really nice underwear. I'm giving you pineapple socks.
I don't want your dirty.
Look, if anyone is struggling right now, it's more so me, because you have bigger hips than I do, so your boxers are a little bit loose on me. Like, the boxers
hips.
I gave you, they're kind of elasticated. They're tight, so you'll feel good in them.
Probably won't wear them, man. Yeah, I can't wear them anyway.
What have you done with them?
I picked them up with a plastic bag and stuck it in the bin and then lit the bin on fire.
Why did you do that?
No, I didn't do that, but I wanted to do that. Caroline picked them up and put them in the washing machine. I think she plans on keeping them for me.
Yeah, that's really nice.
I
always said Caroline was a keeper.
We're not going to, but I'd love to ask people what they think. Is that too far as friendship, sharing jocks and socks? Maybe we can talk about this another time, but look, I don't know how I feel about it.
All right.
That's basically the end
of it. Well, at least you got it off your chest.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I am very excited, Nick. I've just been told that Gary Neville, ex-footballer for Man United, is in the building.
Would you stop, really?
Now, I think he's going to different radio shows, but I am going to try and get him on the show.
I have a fantastic idea.
What do you think I should do?
He's not booked in to come on our show.
No.
But Will we just send you out on the phone and you try and ambush him?
Well, I did just say there that I'm going to try and get him on the show, so
I didn't know if you had planned on wheelbarrowing
like
him in or something.
You just stole my idea. I just said just a few moments ago, I'm going to try get him on the show, and then you said you have a good idea to try and get him on the show.
The way you said it, I imagined you
okay,
with a wheelbarrow.
Look, I'm just going to leave the studio and
wheeling him in.
There is no wheelbarrows. I'm leaving now. I'm going to try and get Gary on the show.
Nathan, not in the studio at the moment, because if you've just switched us on, we found out a few minutes ago, Gary Neville is in the building. How exciting. He's doing some interviews on some radio shows. He's not booked in for us, but Nathan had the bright idea that he's going to go and try and ambush Gary Neville. So Nathan's in the building. I'm going to ring his phone now. The number's in the system here. Let's give it a call.
Hello.
Hey, brother.
Hey, man.
Where are you in the building?
So I've just gone upstairs to the top floor.
Where reception is? Yep.
Yeah, I'm hoping Gary Neville is around.
Any sign of him?
Let me see. Smells great up here. It could be his cologne. Okay, not a great start, man.
Man, this isn't good. Is he even here yet? He could be running late.
Hang on a sec.
Where do you think Gary Neville is?
Outside?
We're going to go outside on the balcony.
Hit the balcony. He could be sunning himself.
Having a latte.
Yep.
Top off, enjoying himself.
I hope so.
It's absolutely beautiful outside.
Is it cold?
No, not cold at all.
I've been saying it's cold all morning.
Yeah, you shouldn't have said that, man. I think I saw.
Oh, stop, really?
Oh, my Lord. Hang on a sec.
Just put the phone onto him.
He has just arrived. We're going to get him on right now. We have Gary Neville on the show. Here we go.
Hello, who's this?
This is Nick. Gary, is that you, mate?
Nick is Callum. Well,
this has been so disappointing.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Stop. All right, I'll see you back in the studio.
Okay, well, come back.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Time to choose the news.
I am looking forward to this. And I'm also a little bit afraid because zero preparation has gone into choose the news this morning.
Don't you dare say that.
Zero preparation, Nick.
I've been prepping this since 6 a.m.
I don't think you have. Okay, tell me the headlines.
Three headlines. You pick one. I'll tell you the story, okay? Graham usually does puns. I'm not great with puns. First headline. Spudfoot.
What is a spud foot?
Yeah, you know, spud like a potato.
Yeah.
Foot like a foot.
Okay, thank
cool.
you.
Second headline. Two-Face Moo Moo.
Two-Face Moo Moo.
Mm-hmm.
I know what that story's about. I saw the article as well. I was debating whether to choose it for Under the Covers.
I'm glad you didn't.
A cow with two heads, yes.
Okay, right.
Third one.
Thanks for telling the story. Third story, Ghost Robbie.
Ghost Robbie? I'm going to go with the first one. Come on.
Spudfoot. Glad you chose Spudfoot. A potato has been grown in, where was it? It was in Brazil.
Don't Why look, are you asking me questions?
Don't look Where, at Callum like that.
Come on. Do you not know this story?
Yeah, so it's a giant potato. It was grown in Brazil. This thing is massive. Have a look at this. The reason I'm calling it Spudfoot is because it's shaped like a foot. Have a look at that. Look at that, right?
That is incredible because you can see the individual toes.
Yeah, literally. And the reason it's so big and so exciting is because literally the entire big toe is the size of the whole guy's foot next to the actual toe potato.
That is so interesting.
We might post a photo on this on either Twitter or Instagram. I'll talk to Callum about that in a second.
How did this foot potato grow?
Yeah, so it's a family in Brazil. They just plant potatoes all the time in their backyard, but this one just kind of grew out of control. Maybe they forgot about it, kept growing, I don't know. But it's 8 kilos. And just to put that into perspective, your regular potato is only 150 grams.
Oh, wow.
150 grams.
Yeah.
You get the difference, right? That's bloody massive. That's insane. So we're going to post a photo of this somewhere, Instagram or Twitter. Callum, what do you think? Twitter?
Instagram.
We'll post a photo of the spud foot. It looks like a foot. It's 8 kilos. It's a potato. Thank you for choosing
Thank
the
you
news.
So much, Nick.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8. 8. 8.